eye as an ear. It's a way of drawing attention to the fact that the TV image has a very different effect on your psychic life than the movie image. And therefore, educationally speaking, TV has very strange consequences and could never be used as a mere transportation device. The laws of the medium, which are like the Medes and the Persians, are quite simply this, that every medium exaggerates some function, spectacles exaggerate or enlarge or enhance the visual function. They obsolesce another function. They retrieve a much older function. And they flip into the opposite form. The simplest form I know to illustrate this principle, which works for all media, whether it's a teaspoon, corsets, or motor car, the simplest form is money. Money increases transactions, it obsolesces barter, it retrieves potlatch or conspicuous waste, and it flips into credit card, which is not money at all. Now, every medium starts out by exaggerating something that we all have, and then finally flipping into the opposite of itself. The motor car flipped into airplane, but first came the bicycle. The Wright brothers were bicycle men. The gyroscopic principle of the bicycle made possible the airplane. The hula hoop arrived just before the miniskirt. The hula hoop was a tribal dance which preceded the tribal costume. The effects come first. The cause is later. Now, the laws of the media, I simply mention in passing, I could spend a long time on them. I simply mention them in passing because they are at least a hope that we can reduce this confusion to some sort of order.
Okay, unmute.
It's very impressive that he...
Just a minute.
All participants are now unmuted.
No. Let's get this down there. Skype. Built in. Okay.
In the volume.
Okay.
No, it's
still there.
Hello.
No.
Is there anybody in there?
Yes. What do I have to...
Preparing to landing.
So what is it?
Land is air reporting.
We still have to do.
This is your Skype?
Skype.
I don't know what you do to get the final sound off.
So what's the missing point, Bill?
We just turn the Achieve radio off? No, that would cut me off.
What's going on, Bob? You do these all the time.
I know. See? Suddenly it stopped. Bill did something. I didn't do anything. Bill has to do something. I don't know what he does. Okay, so I don't think I clipped off the Skype. Okay, it doesn't matter. We've got silence. So a couple of good points in there. So Roxy is half European or non-Western, and the other half's Western. She's European. She goes home to be alone, goes out to be social. But she's Western. She hates buses. She goes out to be alone as a Western, goes out into a hostile environment. The Westerner and North American goes home to be social. European goes home to be alone. So Roxy goes home to be alone, European, but she goes out to be alone also. That's the Western part of her. That's the fate of Mexico. It's caught between the East and the West.
I am Babylonian.
Babylonian, yes. And then he...
Babylonian.
Babylonian. Now, as you listen to this, you haven't heard someone make so many insights as this guy lays out in 44
yeah,
minutes.
It's really amazing. Because
poetry.
It's like
poetry.
The medium are the effects. That's why he's interested on the effects. And the effects are the environment. And then Ion does this triad, flipping everything, and he says, this is not an environment, this is an unenvironment.
Unenvironment, right. Yeah, Ion goes into the sovereignty, which is not affected by media.
Yes, so it's like, that way, so you have to understand McLuhan to then understand the effects of the Ionic environment.
Yeah. Now, he said, this is the only recording of him giving his last meaning of the medium as the message. In the 50s, the medium was television, you know, it obsolesced radio, say. Then he started talking about environment and anti-environment in the 60s and how an old medium can be an anti-environment to the new ground, the new medium. But here, in the 70s, he says the medium is not the car. He used to say the car was a medium in the 50s and 60s. The medium is all the stuff that comes with the car and its interaction with all the technologies that were there before the car. He changes the meaning of medium.
Yeah.
He often say the car is figure, the medium is the ground. But here, after decades, if anybody was following McLuhan, where the car was a new medium in the 20s, say, he's saying the car is not the medium. The rest of the society is the medium. Plus the new industries that the car brings in, like oil tankers, highways, gas stations. McLuhan said back in the 20s and 30s, you know, when he was a kid, nobody liked the smell of gasoline. So it'd be spilt at different places, maybe around a gas station or on the road. It was quite upsetting to people, the smell of gasoline spilled.
Yes, and that's, I mean, he's explaining why the Earth is the art form, because he's explaining you how all these services that are then built for that technology, that are the effects of that technology, are the new nature, and that there is no separation between the first nature and the new nature, because it's one thing.
Yeah. It's programmable.
We cannot separate them.
Right.
It's like our creations are part of this environment, as well as the natural creations, which is also our creation. But
he's turning George Orwell's 1984 or Huxley's Brave New World into an art form. So people, Pauline Kael's reviewing movies, making the case that movies are an art form. Rock critics, Rolling Stones, making a case that modern music is art form. Everybody's got a particular older medium and claiming it's an art form. McLuhan trumps them all by saying the earth becomes an art form. And then he says the earth becomes archetypal and all the media become art forms as its content. So huge, big ideas that are what the critic or poet's supposed to present. So
yes, and what I like about LaRouche is that they say the technologies are not bad, and we're going to find solutions to all the problems thanks to human creativity.
Yeah.
And there is infinite energy in the universe and infinite resources in the universe, so we don't have to think about lack.
Yeah, we don't have to get depressed and go to a Swami guru.
Yeah, so... Or become, let's say, a
porn star. Some identity crisis. Yeah, you see how he uses language to, I think it's Pound said, to update the dialect of the tribe, to correct the dialect of the tribe. He speaks eloquently, and if you listen, you start to question what you do. It checks your habits.
This is the best mass I have ever attended.
I know. This has been good.
In the mass is about enacting this transmutation of man. And McLuhan is explaining how all technologies, all the medium, are the mass where taking part of, even if you want it or not, the effects are there, he says.
Right. The mass media. The mass media.
Yes, yeah, so we are affected, and the transmutations are taking place, and I said, with you or without you, if you like it or not, this is happening.
With or without you. So you're saying this show was a good mass, is what you're saying.
Yes, because Marshall McLuhan is explaining why he went into studying technology.
Yeah, I'm going to excerpt this, even though it's long, and present this, you know, put it on the McLuhan Facebook page. Yeah, because we were quite sober and articulate all the way through it.
Well, I'm not sure they have the same opinion. But well,
yeah. Wait a minute. We did ION, but that was before. We didn't do any of this before ION, right? We did ION, then we did this, right?
Right.
I think that's yeah.
Yes, but I've been mentioning ION.
Yeah, well, it's okay. We mentioned them. What were you gonna say, Bert?
No, I was gonna say is that what makes all this relevant in looking at your quadrant on your chart. Is that you brought forth the environment, that spoke of itself, the tape recorder that's ongoing to interact with, and that's
and then
that's beyond
technology.
They
say they are an on-environment.
What did you say, Roxy?
That they say they're an on-environment.
Yes.
On-environment, yeah.
Because, you know, the Guff was an environment, but they're no longer the Guff. And they're not protecting humans, so to speak. They're getting creative.
And like you said, this is like the paramedia, this is like the last thunder.
Yes, the 11th thunder. Do you know that there is 11 thunders in Finnegan's Wake, not 10?
Really?
You mentioned that.
Yes, Thiel discovered that around page 620, there's just, at the end of the argument between St. Patrick and the Archdruid, which is mimed by St. Patrick versus the pagan, and some philosopher arguing with Berkeley, the philosopher. So all these layers in there. But at the end of it, there's a thud. When one guy wins, the other guy thuds. So it's just THUD, one word, four letters, isolated. And Thiel says that's the 11th thunder. Thud.
And what page was it again? What page?
Page 620. Go there, look at 620, 21, 22, and look at the bottom of the page. It's the last word on the page.
All right.
Have you got Finney's Wake there?
No, I don't have it with me. Like I'm going to say, I'm in my garage.
Well, you can Google
it. I'll look at it later.
Just Google it.
Okay.
Just put in Finney's Wake, page 620.
All right.
See if it comes up. But so he presented the tetrad, and that was when he first, 74 was when he first made the tetrad public. I was in the coach house, and he would hand out these two or three pages of Xeroxing, just explaining the tetrad with a few samples, and one of them was the tetrad on money, which he did. So it was interesting. I have that original handout, but I forgot that he basically does it here in Florida, 1974. So you can read a lot of his New York Times op-eds. They're all poetry. It's more fun to read than any other kind of poetry. So you look in there, Bert? Do you see it?
Yes, but the copy that I have, it looks like I went to another planet. How they have it on here. Let me find another one.
Well, I can look at it. Let's see.
Page a day. Let me see what that is. 627. Oh, it's...
I'm looking for it too. Okay, so there it is. What was that? So it has to be 628.
628?
No. Forget what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm going to go. I found a way to. So here it is, 620. Does not have it, so 621. Not there. 622. Seems to be before 620.
619?
Yeah. I'm looking at that.
Try that 19. Because what I have is a website, and it has each page, and it has a line numbered for each line. So, like, 619 has 1 through 36 lines, and I got to look for each line. So it's a little different. Right? Okay. I found Thug, but not Thud.
Yes, we have to fill this interval. Bob, where are you? What are you looking for?
Holy shit, I've been talking to you for a minute and a half, and I was on mute.
I was like,
I've been talking for 5 or 7 minutes. You didn't hear any of it?
No.
Yeah, no. I asked, why are you guys laughing? Are you laughing at me? Because I heard Rocky say, holy shit, you missed all the wisdom I put out.
No, I said I found Bug, and she said, thanks for filling the interval.
Oh, yeah, it was good. I see. So I just read, you know, the bottom quarter of page 611. I'll do it again.
Okay.
As my tapropunquish to me wipe me self nosegates, a hand-caught sheaf of synthetic chamois rag to him's hers, seeming such 4-3-2 agreement cause heart to be might, saving to Balonoark, he kneeleth, to great Balonoark, he kneeleth down, to greatest great Balonoark, he kneeleth down quite simply. The sound, sense, symbol, in a weed-weighed world, of the fire there, the sun in his hallow cast, on men. So, in his Holy Ghost, and then amen, but it's on men.
Then, oh, what a wonderful way to end the Mass.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Go in peace.
But there's a little more. That was the thing, by Godder, the thing, by Bog Cotton, the very thing, begad. Even to up to putty Bilkley, Belkley, Balkley, that's a reference to Berkeley, who was for shouting down the shadon on the lamp of Jishis, sweating on sweating on to stalker and throw his seven, as he shuck his thumping forefeatures at the hoy hop of his ards or arse. So basically, one of these guys takes a dump in front of everybody. And then after features at the hoy hop of his ards or arse, thud, T-H-U-D, period, line 36, page 611. That's the 11th thunder.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Okay. So what do we, what was I going to do? There was something, what else? He did the tetrad.
Well, I was thinking it's like a hybrid of human talk and angel talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like morphing back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last page with ALP doing a monologue, which is a repeat of the ending of Ulysses where Molly does her monologue. In the monologue, on the last page, people see an angel coming down on her. It's one of the interpretations on ALP.